Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice, too, whatever you need. Like it on YouTube. Share it on the podcast as well. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Strand Tennis Center podcast.
Hello.
Hello. I'm Steve Capo. I'm your host. I'm here with Santi. What did you get here, Santi? What did you got?
Four shots.
Espresso?
Plus two more shots. So four shots.
Four shots?
Only because I read that two shots equals like one cup of coffee. So it's like
are
two cups of
coffee. Are you trying to rationalize having four shots?
Yeah.
Do you feel that? Do you find yourself?
Like jittery and stuff?
Yeah.
Nah, not so much.
So you,
I guess because I got
used
to it. Yeah, no. I guess you like build a tolerance.
You know the fun facts of coffee, right? You know the half-life of coffee? You know that?
I know that coffee, like this, the caffeine, like slowly goes into your system and then it doesn't really fully go in until the end of the day or finish going in. So then
so
you'll
if you
be
have
up.
Like 200 milligrams of coffee at 8 a.m., mm-hmm. there'll be another 50 at probably 8 or 9 p.m.
Yeah.
It takes 12 hours for it to release. There's a half-life of it. So
I can't have coffee after 6.
Yeah, that's like why you don't have coffee after 6 a.m.?
P.m.
P.m. Well, that's pretty good. Usually you have coffee at 6 p.m., it's going to be in your system.
Yeah.
So the next day, that's really the issue with, well, coffee, you know, there's so many different
but
studies.
But you gave
good,
up
bad.
Coffee, didn't you?
I gave up coffee. Because for some reason, now, you know, some coffee is good for, you know, there's so many different studies about coffee. Right? I think coffee is fine, and caffeine has a good use. Like, caffeine itself is not really, I mean, listen, it's probably 90, was it somewhere in the 90 percentile, how many people have caffeine? It's like 90-something percent. It's like the most popular drug in the world, I would assume. And I don't think in any way if you use it right, it's bad. It's very effective. Like anybody would say, it helps you concentrate, helps you focus. You could use it any tool. It's a question of, again, overuse of anything, right? If you start to drink too much coffee, it has less effect, right? So it's hard. You know, the best bet to do is to wait 90 minutes before you have coffee, so your cortisol
you mean, like,
is not
after you wake up.
You don't have coffee right away, so your cortisol is not blunted right away. You want your cortisol. What happens is it spikes your cortisol right away, and you don't want to do that. It blunts it. You want it to spike your cortisol,
okay?
So it doesn't release later. That's why you get that's why you get a coffee crash if you have coffee too soon,
because
it's blunting those things. Okay. If you have coffee too soon, you will get the coffee crash later. So if you wait to drink coffee for about 90 minutes, it will help with that crash.
Do you think that because a lot of people put like cream and sugar that increases the crashing?
I wouldn't know the answer to that. Is it because you're saying is it similar to alcohol where there's more sugar in the alcohol, you get a hangover?
Something like that.
I don't know how those chemical properties
you know, like,
work.
You know, sugar crashes when they have too much candy and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's part
like
of it. I guess anything that you know raises that dopamine, I guess, will crash. I think I stopped drinking coffee because I found that. What did I find? Like, I mean, I'm insane.
Though, right?
I admit it. What?
You drink tea, though.
No, I don't drink tea. I don't drink anything. I drink some decaf now once in a while, but that's it.
You used to have this, like, herbal looking
No, I
drink
cold pressed tea. Yeah, that's good. Like, white tea. And I don't consider there's so, when you cold
not
press
like
a tea, there's
tea,
so much little caffeine in it. There's not that much. And white teas in general don't have a ton. But I you know, it's so funny because I go off coffee and on coffee sometimes. I find that. It wasn't good for my digestive system either. I didn't like it. I didn't like it in regards to used to bother my stomach a bit. Coffee bothers your stomach, and I didn't like that. And I found that I would have problems like being up and down all day. Now I'm just more even, which I like. You do get caffeine's an incredible drug, and you realize how strong it is when you stop drinking caffeine. I mean, it was last August I stopped. You feel like it's just like, what's the point of the world? Like, you don't have, I mean, you think about regular drugs. Imagine actually being hooked on heroin or something like, you know, I didn't have coffee and I was like depressed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're just like, what's the point of getting up? I mean, it's amazing. And it's just, I would have one cup of coffee.
Right.
It is amazing how strong a drug it is. And it does help with focus. It does help with you getting much more motivated and things like that. But I find that I've just replaced it with something else. I just do an ice bath every morning. It really spikes all those things anyways. So you do need something. You do need a process in the morning. I don't even know what we were going to talk about today. We got off onto that. We were talking about your schedule. We were talking about optimal schedules and things like that in regards to play. But what do you think? We'll go some topical things here. What did you think about the Wimbledon final? Did you watch
it? Oh, the men's final? I was here, so I saw like the ending of it.
Oh, you were here on
Sunday. Yeah, I was here, so I saw the ending of it. It was a long match, though. Yeah. I've been trying to find a replay somewhere online, but I can't find it.
Well, they played it on ABC same day.
Oh.
They did.
Yeah.
But Alcaraz is the one.
You saw him in person, right? U.S. Open,
I saw Alcaraz in person when he was 19,
yeah.
On a side course, third round, fourth round.
Yeah.
It was great. I think Alcaraz is the one player, and I think they were saying on TV that Djokovic, Federer, and Nadal are so special that you have to take this from them. You can't expect to go, okay, I'm just going to put it in play. Hopefully they make a mistake. And Alcaraz did that. He took the championship from him. The last game of the match, first serves in, played the point, didn't hope to win, took it and won, and that's what you got to do against Djokovic. Any of those great guys, because they're not going to give it to you. And I think he's really the only one that's really, lack of a better word, has got guts or balls. Because if you remember during COVID, remember Dominic Thiem played Zverev for the finals of the U.S. Open? Mm-hmm. Stadium was empty. And I was like, this could have been, you know, they're great players, right? But mentally, you're like, boy, this could be any college guys just getting nervous. They were so nervous, hitting the ball so slow, so scared.
Yeah.
You get so spoiled by Djokovic, Federer, Nadal being so talented that you're like, everybody's like this. You'll never see those three guys in that same generation again. It's just not going to happen. You get so spoiled. And really, Alcaraz is kind of the only one that's got kind of the physical tools and the guts to be able to take some of those championships away. I think Djokovic, to me, mentally thought, hey, I'm younger than Nadal and Federer.
Yeah.
I'm going to have 3 years by myself. I'll probably win 30 slams. And he's like, this goddamn Alcaraz, this 20-year-old son of a bitch is going to take some from me. Because I think Djokovic could win two or three slams the next 3 or 4 years, right? What, he's got 23? You figure he plays another 3 years.
Yeah.
Two slams a year, that's six. It's 29, right?
I saw this thing, I think on TikTok or something, that they were saying Alcaraz has the best of all three of those players because he's grown up watching them, so he's learned a little bit from each of them, and that he's a combination of all three of those guys.
It's a good point. He's got great defense like Djokovic does.
Mm.
He's got that forehand like Nadal does,
mm-hmm.
and he's got the all-court game like Federer, right? Yeah. He can come forward. He can volley. He's got a good slice. I mean, very
talented.
I'm
super impressed how fast he is.
I think he's probably the fastest human I've seen on a court.
Yeah, he's so fast.
I think that's really kind of the X factor is him staying healthy because he's been injured, right? So he'll play a great tournament, be injured, play too many matches. I was surprised he played as recent. Didn't he play like last week?
Like, I'm not sure.
Usually you win Wimbledon, these guys take 3 or 4 weeks off. They wait for the U.S. Open Series. They play August 7th or something, and then they take a month.
I think at the French he like cramped up.
Yeah,
right?
Well,
and he was playing
that
Djokovic
one was
too.
Different. He cramped, but he was playing last year Latin American Swing in February and stuff, and was out. He got injured, and then he's just had some tweaks, and he didn't play the Australian Open because he was injured. Remember, he was injured before the Australian, so that's going to be the X factor whether he stays healthy. Yeah, he cramped up because he got so amped up at the French Open. He cramped up, and that was the same thing. They split sets.
Yeah,
it could have gone anyway. I think. We can have some fun here. This is just like, I'm going to make fun of some networks. You ever see these network shows where they're just like, oh, let's talk about a topic. Can, like some NFL thing, can they do, like it's all these predictions are so silly, but do you think that, how many slams do you think Alcaraz can win? I mean, he's 20 years old.
At least 10. I think so.
I think it's a nice round number.
Yeah.
Because you can't say he's going to win 20.
You don't know who's going to come up behind him. So, but he's, you know, Djokovic has to retire eventually. Nadal looks like he's a little
sore. He's got one more.
Sore,
he said he announced last year.
Yeah.
I mean, his last year is 2024.
Yeah. So, yeah. 10. 10-ish.
10's a good number. I guess 10's a good number. So how do you think, what is the difference between, I discuss it. What do you think the difference is? You think because he has an all-core game, what's the difference between him, Medvedev, who's another guy in that ilk? I mean, Zverev. Who else? Who else has got a shot at winning a slam? Who else do you think?
I just think he's, like, insanely fast. Like, the points that a lot of people give up on, he'll just still go for it, somehow flick it back, and then stay alive.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, I don't know how his legs do it.
I find it, and it, sometimes I almost hope that he doesn't go for every ball. Because you think about it, like, look, you don't, like, he's young, he loves it, he's energetic. Like, maybe you should just not go for this one.
Right.
A couple of balls here and there that, I think he'll do that when he gets older.
Conserve his energy and say,
I don't need to pull my quad on this one.
Yeah.
Let's go easy on that one. But super dynamic, super impressive. Will probably be, he's going to be up there. But you just, you know, the problem is you just never know. Like, oh, there's a lot of talented people that are injured. Like, Del Potro could have won 10 slams, right? The guy had so many wrist surgeries, so many injuries. It's not just being able, it's not just being talented. And we'll talk about the mental side. You know, the top 100 players, right? What'd you figure? They're probably all physically just as gifted, right?
Yeah.
Right? So the X factor is really how you perform under pressure.
Right.
And it, that's really all it is. It's just, and Billie Jean King always said it, and then we talked about this with Sergey. They just choke 20% less. That's right. All they do. They just are able to maintain and control their emotions a little bit better than everybody else. That's really the difference.
Right.
Because there's so many talented people. There's so many people that it's like business, too. There's so many people who have great ideas. But what do you got to do? You've got to put those ideas into play. You've got to incorporate those ideas. You've got to put them into action. And you've got to have the tenacity and wherewithal to be able to stick to it and stick through it. So, but we were bringing this up about your schedule. Okay. What's a good schedule for you? Because we were talking about Thursday. Well, should you take off? And you're like, what's a good number of hours for you to come in?
For just one day? Or you mean a week? Well, for a day, you need, I mean, it depends where it is, too. If it's in the morning, that's, you could do like one or two, it's fine. But if you're doing it in the middle of the day, one or two is just like, why am I coming in the middle of the day for an hour and then leaving? You can't go anywhere. You can't book a tea time.
Look, you're so, it, but.
Or at the end of the day, too, like one or two is okay, but then you're, then you're still thinking, okay, I could have spent the whole day doing this, and then I have to come in for 1 hour.
It's good you have leverage.
Yeah.
But that's the good thing is that you can go, okay, I don't even need this 2 hours of money. I'd rather just do something that I want.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's, again, we've talked about that as having leverage and control over your own life to be able to say, hey, I don't need to even do these 2 hours because I save my money, right, Santi?
I have an update for you. You know how we were working on paying off these credit cards? Well, you told me to work on paying off these credit cards. I paid off all my like smaller cards.
That's awesome.
Now I have just the one card that I've been working on.
Good for you, though.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's taken a while.
And you transferred, this will be a money show, you transferred that to a zero interest thing for
a while.
It's
currently at a zero interest.
For how long?
It expires in December.
They give you a year? That's great,
though. They gave
me
like a while. Yeah, I forgot when I transferred it, but...
So that's why
until December.
So then you got to hit the balance hard right now.
Yeah,
hit it hard
for that one. Yeah,
that's so awesome.
Yeah,
I think that's a great promotion to be able to pay yourself off. I think it's a great idea business wise to get people's money. So get people's debt. So if you want to have a business where you acquire people's debt, that's a great idea. I'll give you zero interest for a year because they usually go, oh, they're not going to pay it anyways.
I think it's very interesting that I haven't been like net positive since when I lived in Colorado. So back then, I had a bunch saved up, moved out there, and then, you know, got a job and then didn't really like it. So I just kind of lived off savings. And then as I came back and then I had a restaurant, I was still pretty net positive. And then COVID came. Then I just racked up like a huge grocery bill, you know. I was like, I'm going to eat what I want to eat. That's when I had my ACL surgery. So I couldn't really run around anyway. I could get like an office job, but I didn't really want to do that. And then now that when I started working here a little over 2 years ago, you know, I was getting really pretty good pay. And then then I just started buying stuff because that's what happens as you know, you just want to buy stuff, bought a guitar, bought a PlayStation, whatever, you know, bought another car.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, okay, that didn't make sense. Why did I do all these things? Yeah, yeah. Now looking back at it now, I'm like, I should probably have spent money wisely, paid off that initial card first, and then I would have been fine a good couple months ago. Yeah, so.
Usually that's what happens with people. When they get more money, they spend more money instead of going the other way. You know, you can go the opposite way, make more money and contract a little bit and spend less. It's a huge, huge advantage maker. Yeah. And we always say, you know, you have to withhold gratification as long as you can. The problem was, I was like, oh, Santi bought a motorcycle. What happened with that motorcycle?
I bought it. The only thing is the top speed, because it's a little, like, it's called a Honda Grom. It can't really go on the highway that well. Top speed is probably like 55, 60. So in Jersey, you know, we all drive 15, 10 over.
Yeah.
So even on like 22, you're trying to struggle to keep up. So the only way I could get to work was the back roads, which is fine. But then you couldn't take 78. You couldn't go here. You couldn't go there. So I sold it to somebody on Staten Island.
Oh, you did?
I only lost like maybe $500.
Okay.
And it was pretty good. It was fun for what it was. And then, you know, I have another motorcycle, but it's just not fixed right now. That's my first bike, so.
It's just too funny. It's too. But, look.
Oh, yeah, I bought a motorcycle. I totally forgot.
You bought a motorcycle? I remember when you pulled up and I said, this guy's making more money. All of a sudden, he's got a motorcycle. Yeah. What's going on? Yeah, but
I totally
anyways.
Forgot about that.
Listen, I just wanted to cover a couple topical things. Nothing big. We're going to do another one this week, too. We're just doing a double cast today.
Yep.
Maybe we can combine them. I don't know. Because maybe this wasn't as exciting. We gave him some coffee tips. Gave him some when to use it, when to do it. Again, with anything, I hope everybody is just trying to be active, trying to do something, trying to just keep making decisions. And that's really going to give you the answer. Just keep making decisions. Keep making them. I'll repeat them forever and ever and ever. I'm sure I repeat the same thing all the time. But listen, if the podcast helps you at all, just share it with somebody. Let them know about it. We appreciate it. And have a good day. Thanks.
Hey, everybody. Hope you like the podcast. Please share it with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves. Share it.